Welcome to this Oz Rehab Audio Explainer. In this session, we are going to examine the Ultimate Workplace Ergonomics Training Checklist and explore how it helps office, hybrid, and remote workers improve their posture, reduce workstation discomfort, and build safer desk habits. This discussion is designed for injured workers, employers, insurers, rehabilitation consultants, and workplace health professionals across Australia who want to understand the practical steps necessary to foster a healthier and more productive work environment. Many of us spend hours at a computer every day without fully noticing how often we lean forward, lift our shoulders, twist to reach the mouse, or sit without proper lower back support. At first, poor workstation ergonomics might only manifest as a stiff neck or slightly tired shoulders. Over time, however, these small, repetitive issues can accumulate, directly impacting our comfort, focus, productivity, and overall well-being. This checklist is a simple, practical tool to help employees, human resources teams, work health and safety managers, and business owners review common workstation setup issues. It covers everything from chair and desk layout to laptop ergonomics, sit-stand habits, movement breaks, and the early warning signs that a workstation needs attention. For employers across Sydney and New South Wales, Oz Rehab provides tailored workplace ergonomics training to help teams understand these safer habits and apply them in real-world settings. To begin, let us look at what a comprehensive ergonomics training session should actually cover. A practical workstation training program should help employees understand how to set up their physical environment to support better posture and reduce unnecessary strain. Specifically, a thorough checklist needs to cover several core areas. These include chair height, seat depth, and lower back support. It must also address monitor height, screen distance, and glare control, alongside correct keyboard and mouse positioning. For hybrid and remote employees, laptop setup is a crucial component. The training should also explain proper desk organization, including comfortable reach zones, as well as environmental factors like lighting, eye breaks, and regular movement habits. By addressing these areas, office ergonomics training teaches employees exactly what to check, how to make adjustments, and how to build sustainable habits across all their work environments, whether they are in a corporate office, working from home, or hot desking. Understanding why workplace ergonomics training matters is essential for cultivating healthier teams. This education is about much more than simply purchasing an expensive chair or a standing desk. Its real value lies in teaching staff how to recognize personal risk factors, make practical manual adjustments, and maintain healthier physical habits during their daily tasks. A well-designed workstation supports better posture, minimizes excessive reaching, and helps workers remain comfortable during long periods of desk work. For employers, this proactive education supports overall staff well-being, improves workstation awareness, and reduces avoidable disruptions caused by preventable physical discomfort. This training is particularly valuable for teams working across varied environments, such as shared offices, hot desks, home offices, and meeting rooms. The fundamental rule of ergonomics is that the setup should fit the worker, rather than forcing the worker to adapt to poor equipment, awkward reach zones, or uncomfortable habits. For businesses seeking structured support, Oz Rehab offers ergonomics training sessions specifically designed for employers, human resources teams, workplace health and safety managers, office managers, and organizations managing hybrid or remote workforces. It is important to recognize the early signs that a workstation may be causing discomfort. A poor setup does not always cause severe pain immediately. Many workers simply tolerate minor discomfort until it becomes an expected part of their day. Some of the most common warning signs include neck stiffness after computer work, lower back pain from sitting for long periods, sore or raised shoulders while typing, and wrist discomfort or pain. Workers might also experience eye strain, headaches, or glare from the screen, as well as numbness or tingling caused by an awkward posture. General physical fatigue from sitting still too long is another indicator, as is the constant feeling that you need to lean forward to see your screen clearly. You might also find yourself reaching too far for your mouse, phone, or physical documents, or sitting on the very edge of your seat instead of utilizing the backrest. While these signs do not automatically mean a serious injury has occurred, they are important warning signals. Ergonomics training helps employees notice these early indicators and understand the simple modifications that can improve daily comfort. Let us now focus on the physical setup itself, starting with the chair, which is the foundation of any ergonomic workstation. If your chair is set incorrectly, fixing the rest of your desk setup becomes incredibly difficult. A poorly adjusted chair often leads to raised shoulders, forward leaning, crossed legs, or a lack of lower back support. When setting up your chair, begin by sitting all the way back into the seat. Your lower back should feel firmly supported by the backrest. If your chair features an adjustable backrest, position it so that it nestles into the natural curve of your lower spine. Your feet should rest flat on the floor. If they do not reach comfortably, a footrest should be introduced. Your thighs should be well supported and remain roughly parallel to the floor, or angled slightly downward depending on what feels most comfortable for you. When sitting, ensure there is a small gap of about 2 to 5 centimeters, which is roughly 2 to 3 fingers, between the front edge of the seat pan and the back of your knees. Additionally, pay attention to your armrests. They should sit just below elbow height so your shoulders can remain relaxed. If the armrests prevent you from pulling your chair close to the desk, they should be lowered or avoided altogether while you are working. To summarize the chair setup checklist, there are 5 key elements to verify. First, ensure your seat height allows your feet to rest flat on the floor with your thighs supported, using a footrest as a quick fix if needed. Second, confirm that your back support is positioned so your lower back is fully supported, adjusting the backrest or adding a cushion if necessary. Third, check that the seat pan leaves a small gap behind your knees, adjusting the seat slide if your chair has one. Fourth, position the armrests just below elbow height or lower them out of the way. Finally, evaluate your sitting posture, ensuring you sit back into the chair rather than perching on the edge. It is also helpful to be aware of common office chair mistakes. Many workers sit too far forward and away from the backrest, or work with their feet dangling rather than flat on the floor. Others set their chair height too high or too low, slouch forward while typing, or rest their wrists heavily on the armrests while working. Additional errors include positioning the knees higher than the hips, sitting for prolonged periods without taking a movement break, and using a chair that lacks any lumbar support. Remember, a chair does not need to be highly expensive to be effective, but it does need to support your body and allow you to work close to your desk without strain. For workplaces managing broader injury prevention strategies, Oz Rehab also provides manual handling training and workplace rehabilitation services to support safer physical practices beyond the desk. Next, let us discuss monitor and screen setup, which directly impacts neck posture and eye comfort. Your monitor should always be positioned directly in front of you, rather than off to one side, which prevents constant neck twisting. The screen should be located approximately one arm's length away, adjusted slightly based on your personal vision requirements. As a general rule, the top third of the screen should sit at or slightly below your eye level when you are sitting upright. This height allows your head to remain in a neutral position rather than tilting downward or forward. Managing glare is another critical element. Try to avoid placing your monitor directly in front of a bright window or with a window directly behind you. If glare is an issue, you can adjust the screen angle, reposition the monitor, lower the blinds, or modify the room's lighting. When reviewing your monitor setup, check these specific points. Ensure the top third of the screen is at or slightly below eye level, raising the monitor or using a dedicated stand if it is too low. Verify the screen is about an arm's length away, adjusting the distance for visual comfort. Tilt the screen slightly to reduce reflection, and if you are using dual monitors, make sure they are set at the same height and angled slightly inward. If you use one monitor far more than the other, place your primary screen directly in front of you and the secondary screen to the side. If you use both screens equally, align them so their meeting point is directly in front of you. Moving on to the keyboard and mouse, proper placement is essential because small, highly repetitive movements can build up strain over time. Your keyboard should sit directly in front of you and close to your body, meaning you should not have to reach forward to type. If your keyboard has small plastic feet underneath that cause your wrists to bend upward, it is usually best to flatten them so your wrists can remain in a neutral, straight position. Your mouse should sit directly beside the keyboard at the exact same height. If the mouse is placed too far away, you will find yourself repeatedly reaching outward with your shoulder and upper arm, which can lead to neck and shoulder strain. The desk surface or keyboard tray should sit at or just below elbow height, which helps keep your forearms parallel to the floor and your shoulders completely relaxed. To keep your wrists neutral, follow these simple guidelines. Keep the keyboard aligned directly in front of your body. Place the mouse close to the keyboard to reduce your reach. Ensure your wrists remain straight and neutral rather than bending upward or downward, and verify that the desk height allows your elbows to rest at or just below desk level. Avoid common mistakes such as placing the keyboard too far away, raising your shoulders while typing, bending your wrists upward for long periods, resting your wrists heavily on hard desk edges, or working for hours without taking short movement breaks. For employees who type, click, design, or manage calls all day, learning these adjustments can prevent poor physical habits from becoming permanent. Now let us look at overall desk organization and reach zones. Your desk layout should help bring your work closer to you. If your desk is too high, your shoulders will naturally lift while you type, and if it is too low, you may end up rounding your back and leaning forward. In either case, poor desk ergonomics can contribute to neck, shoulder, and upper back discomfort. When typing, your elbows should remain close to your body, bent at an angle of roughly 90 to 100 degrees. Your shoulders should feel relaxed and down. Your desk must also provide adequate space for your legs to move freely underneath. This means avoiding the common habit of storing boxes, bags, cluttered cables, or bins directly where your feet and knees need to go. You should organize your desk by placing frequently used items, such as your phone, notepad, pens, and reference documents, within easy arm's reach. This simple step minimizes repeated twisting, stretching, and leaning throughout the day. When assessing your desk setup, ensure your elbows are at that 90 to 100 degree angle, your shoulders are relaxed, and the space under your desk is completely clear of clutter. Keep frequently used items within your primary reach zone, place your keyboard directly in front of you, position your mouse close by, and ensure your monitor is about an arm's length away while you maintain an upright, supported posture. This simple checklist is highly useful for corporate offices, small businesses, call centers, reception areas, and home workspaces alike. Let us turn our attention to laptop ergonomics, which is a major concern for hybrid and remote workers. Laptops are incredibly convenient, but they are not designed for comfortable, long-term use on their own. The fundamental design of a laptop presents a conflict. When the keyboard is at a comfortable typing height, the screen is too low, and when the screen is raised to a comfortable viewing height, the keyboard is too high. This setup frequently encourages rounded shoulders, a forward head posture, wrist strain, and awkward typing angles. If you use a laptop for more than short periods, particularly for more than an hour at a time, it is highly recommended to upgrade your setup by using a laptop stand or stable riser, an external keyboard, an external mouse, and a supportive chair. Even in temporary work areas, these small changes can make a massive difference. Elevating the laptop, using separate peripherals, and avoiding working from a couch, bed, or low coffee table for extended periods will significantly protect your posture. For remote workers, the goal is not necessarily to build a perfect corporate office at home, but rather to design a space that supports neutral posture, clear screen viewing, and comfortable movement. Employers with hybrid teams can benefit greatly from remote work ergonomics training to ensure their staff understand how to set up healthier environments outside of the primary office. Next, let us discuss sit-stand workstations. While a sit-stand desk can be a fantastic tool, simply standing all day is not the ideal solution. The true health benefit of a sit-stand desk comes from changing your physical position regularly throughout the day. Prolonged sitting can cause stiffness, but prolonged standing can also cause fatigue in your feet, legs, hips, and lower back. When you are standing, adjust the height of your desk so that your elbows remain close to a comfortable typing angle and your shoulders stay relaxed. Your monitor should remain at a comfortable viewing height so you do not have to tilt your head up or down. If you are new to using a sit-stand desk, start slowly. Begin by standing for short intervals, such as 15 to 20 minutes at a time, and gradually build your tolerance. Ensure you wear supportive footwear, and consider using an anti-fatigue mat if you are standing on a hard floor. When training staff on sit-stand desk use, emphasize these core habits. Encourage them to alternate regularly between sitting, standing, and walking, and advise them to avoid standing all day without breaks. They should keep their shoulders relaxed while typing, maintain their monitor at a comfortable viewing height, avoid locking their knees while standing, and shift their weight gently between both feet. Utilizing supportive footwear and keeping frequently used items close at hand are also key components. Sit-stand desk training helps workers understand that regular movement is the ultimate goal, rather than simply replacing prolonged sitting with prolonged standing. We must also consider environmental factors such as lighting, eye strain, and daily work habits. Workplace comfort is not solely about furniture, how we use our eyes and how often we move are just as important. Poor lighting can lead to squinting, which often causes workers to lean forward unconsciously, while bright reflections on a screen can cause someone to adopt an awkward posture to avoid glare. A highly effective habit for reducing eye fatigue is the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, take a break to look at an object at least 20 feet, or about 6 meters, away for at least 20 seconds. This simple practice gives your eye muscles a necessary rest. Physical movement is equally important. We recommend taking a micro break or postural break every 30 to 45 minutes. This can involve standing up, walking briefly, performing a gentle stretch, or simply resetting your sitting posture. These brief postural breaks do not need to be complex. Regular, small movements throughout the day generally make a far greater difference than a single long stretch at the end of the day. For organizations with physically diverse roles, services such as job task analysis, pre-employment screening, and early intervention can also support comprehensive workplace safety planning. To help you easily digest and apply this information, let us walk through a complete workplace ergonomics checklist that summarizes the correct setup and quick fixes for each area of the workstation. Starting with the chair, check that your seat height allows your feet to rest flat on the floor with your thighs supported. If not, adjust the chair height or use a footrest. For back support, make sure your lower back is fully supported, and adjust the backrest or add a lumbar cushion if it is not. Ensure there is a 2-5 cm gap behind your knees. If the seat pan is adjustable, slide it to achieve this. Position your armrests just below elbow height, or lower them so they do not obstruct your access to the desk. Moving to the monitor, the top third of the screen should be at or slightly below your eye level. You can achieve this by raising the monitor or placing it on a stable stand. Keep the screen about one arm's length away, moving it closer or further to suit your vision. Tilt the screen slightly upward to minimize glare from overhead lights or windows. If you use dual monitors, ensure they are set at the exact same height and angled slightly inward toward you. For the keyboard and mouse, place the keyboard directly in front of your body, keeping it centered and close. Position the mouse immediately next to the keyboard to reduce sideways reaching. Keep your wrist straight and neutral, avoiding any upward or downward bending. If you are working on a laptop, raise the screen using a laptop stand and connect an external keyboard and mouse rather than typing directly on the device. Regarding your desk organization, keep your most commonly used items within your immediate reach zone to avoid excessive stretching. Ensure your physical environment has bright enough lighting without causing screen glare, adjusting blinds or task lighting as needed. Finally, incorporate healthy daily habits. Practice the 20-20-20 rule to give your eyes regular breaks, and take a physical micro break every 30 to 45 minutes by standing, stretching, or walking briefly. This comprehensive checklist serves as an excellent foundation for an employee ergonomics program or as a starting point for workplace health education. A common question for businesses is, when should we actually provide ergonomics training for our staff? Workplaces should consider introducing formal training when employees spend long periods at desks, when staff report physical discomfort, when teams transition to hybrid or remote work, or when screen-based equipment is used for the majority of the working day. It is also highly beneficial when new office equipment or furniture is introduced, when teams relocate to a new office space, when work health and safety teams want to proactively improve workstation awareness, and when employees simply feel unsure about how to correctly adjust their chairs, desks, or monitors. For businesses across Sydney and New South Wales, AusRehab provides practical, group-based ergonomics training sessions that are tailored to the unique needs of office, hybrid, and remote teams. The benefits of this training are extensive for both employees and employers. For employees, it builds practical posture awareness, improves overall comfort, teaches safer laptop and desk habits, and instills the confidence needed to properly adjust their own equipment. For employers, workplace ergonomics training establishes a consistent and proactive approach to safety across the entire organization. It supports employee well-being, helps staff identify early warning signs of strain, and allows them to make simple adjustments before poor habits lead to injury or chronic discomfort. The true value of ergonomics training is not just teaching what an ideal setup looks like in theory, but empowering employees to actively adjust their own workstations in real, everyday situations. During a typical AusRehab ergonomics training session, staff learn how to identify common workstation hazards and make practical, immediate improvements to their setups. The training covers posture, chair adjustments, desk layout, monitor positioning, keyboard and mouse placement, laptop use, lighting, glare, movement breaks, and daily task management. The entire session is kept highly practical, interactive, and easy for employees to apply the moment they return to their desks. Ultimately, a healthier and more comfortable workplace starts with small, consistent habits. By adjusting your chair height, supporting your lower back, positioning your screen correctly, keeping your input devices close, managing laptop use, and taking regular movement breaks, you can create a far safer and more supportive desk environment. Oz Rehab is dedicated to supporting employers and workers through these practical habits, offering workplace ergonomics training alongside comprehensive workplace rehabilitation, workplace assessments, manual handling training, return to work coordination, and early intervention programs. To help answer some final questions you might have, let us review several frequently asked questions regarding ergonomics and workstation setup. First, what exactly is ergonomics training? Ergonomics training is an educational program that teaches employees how to arrange and use their workstation equipment to support proper posture, physical comfort, and safer overall work habits. It covers the adjustments of chairs, desks, monitors, keyboards, mice, laptops, as well as environmental factors like lighting and movement. Why is this training so important? It is vital because many employees spend the majority of their day at a desk without realizing how their daily physical habits and setup affect their bodies. Training helps staff recognize these issues early and make simple, proactive adjustments that prevent strain and support long-term productivity. How can you tell if your own workstation needs improvement? The most common indicators include regular neck stiffness, lower back discomfort, sore shoulders, wrist strain, headaches, eye strain, or general physical fatigue during or after your workday. Training teaches you how to identify these early warning signs and make immediate corrections. Can poor ergonomics actually cause neck and back discomfort? Yes, poor ergonomics is a major contributing factor to neck and back strain, especially when workers remain stationary for long periods, lean forward to see their screen, work without adequate lumbar support, or type with elevated shoulders. What is the correct monitor height? Your monitor should be positioned directly in front of you at approximately an arm's length away. The top third of the screen should sit at or slightly below your eye level to keep your neck and head in a neutral position. How often should employees take breaks? We recommend taking a short movement or postural break every 30 to 45 minutes. This does not have to be a long break, simply standing up, walking for a minute, stretching, or looking away from your screen to reset your posture is highly effective. What is the 20-20-20 rule? This rule states that every 20 minutes, you should look at an object at least 20 feet away for at least 20 seconds. This simple habit is highly effective at reducing eye strain and fatigue associated with computer work. What is the best sitting position for office work? The ideal sitting position is one where your lower back is fully supported by the backrest, your feet rest flat on the floor or a footrest, your shoulders remain relaxed, and your keyboard and mouse are positioned close to your body to prevent reaching. Are sit-stand desks better for your posture? They can be very beneficial, but they are not meant to be stood at all day. The primary benefit of a sit-stand desk is the ability to easily alternate between sitting, standing, and moving throughout your workday. What is the best ergonomic setup for working from home? A proper home setup should mimic a professional office. It requires a highly supportive chair, a desk at a comfortable height, a monitor or elevated laptop screen, an external keyboard and mouse, adequate lighting, and a commitment to taking regular movement breaks. Can using a laptop cause poor posture? Yes, because the integrated screen and keyboard make it impossible to position both at the correct height simultaneously. Using a laptop stand alongside an external keyboard and mouse is the best way to resolve this issue. What happens during a formal ergonomics training session? These sessions cover the practical aspects of posture, equipment adjustment, desk layout, laptop safety, movement habits, and environmental comfort, giving employees the tools they need to configure their own workstations safely. When should a workplace provide this training? It is highly recommended when employees work at desks for long periods, when staff report physical discomfort, during office moves or transitions to hybrid work, or when new workstation equipment is introduced. Does Oz Rehab provide this training for office workers? Yes, Oz Rehab provides professional, group-based workplace ergonomics training for office, hybrid, and remote teams across Sydney and all of New South Wales. Does ergonomics training actually help reduce injuries? Yes, by teaching employees how to identify risks and make practical workstation adjustments, it significantly reduces the physical strain associated with poor posture, prolonged sitting, and awkward reaching. Can this training improve productivity? Absolutely. When employees are physically comfortable and understand how to manage their workstation setup, they experience less fatigue, find it easier to focus, and can work with fewer avoidable physical disruptions. If you are ready to support a healthier, more comfortable, and highly productive workplace for your team, you can book a tailored ergonomics training session with the professional team at Oz Rehab today. To discuss your specific workplace needs or to ask any further questions, please call 1-300-391-947 to speak with one of our experienced consultants. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. For more information, visit OzRehab.com.